In China, a missing 6-year-old boy was found isolated in a field, and upon closer inspection, both of his eyes had been removed, most likely for the cornea. In 2012, a young African girl was kidnapped and brought to the UK so that the kidnappers could harvest her organs. However, she was one of the lucky ones and was managed to be rescued before she was put under the knife. Unfortunately, a Georgia teen named Kendrick Johnson had passed away at school on January 2013, and his death was deemed a quote-unquote freak accident, with the school saying that he suffocated after he got stuck in a rolled-up mat in the school gym. However, 6 months later, Johnson's parents obtained a court order for the body to undergo an autopsy. The pathologist found the corpse stuffed with newspaper, and the brain, heart, lungs, as well as the liver were missing. The real cause of his death was blunt force trauma to the right side of his neck. A broker in China advertised that if individuals agreed to donating a kidney, they would receive a new iPad. This was coupled with a compensation of about $4,000, and it could be harvested easily in as little as 10 days. When you think about it, it's really sad that a price could be put to your organs without you knowing. Now, I would like to call upon our reporter, Hadia, to talk about the latest issue, which is organ trafficking.
Hi, my name is Hadia Shabir, and I'm from the BBC News Channel, and today we're going to be talking about organ trafficking. So, organ trafficking is basically usually done for profit and is known as body snatching. Kidneys and other organs are selling to the highest bidder on the black market. Organ donation is only made possible when the organ needed has ample amounts of blood and oxygen flowing through it until the time of harvesting. It is known that a living donor can give a whole kidney, a portion of their liver, lung, intestine, or pancreas, as if that is not possible. The donor has to be declared brain dead while circulation and oxygenation remain intact.
Thank you, Hadia, for your contribution. I'm just very briefly going to be talking about why we chose to do a segment on organ trafficking. So organ trafficking is a significant topic, and it's very worthy of investigation because this illegal trade has been going on for centuries. Many individuals are aware of the presence of organ trafficking. However, they choose to remain silent about the matter. This could be due to multiple reasons, such as stigma, lack of empathy, or fear. The subjects of organ trafficking are often left dead or hopeless. Social science theories can be used to explain why traffickers choose to get into this business and how this impacts the victims, as well as why people would choose not to shed light on this issue. Now back to Hadia.
Go. Thank you, Sarah. I'm going to start by quoting on some credible statistics on organ trafficking to help shed light on the issue. So, the average buyer will spend about $150,000 to an excess of $200,000, while the average donor only receives around $5,000. The big profits are given to the middlemen and organ brokers. In the U.S., there are 98,463 individuals that are waiting for a kidney as of October 25, 2013. About half of these individuals will die before they actually receive a kidney. In 2010, the WHO estimated that about 11,000 organs were obtained through the black market, and they also claimed that an organ is sold every day of every hour or every day for a whole year.
Wow, Hadia, that's some useful information. Likewise, organ donation is known to be strictly regulated within countries like the United States of America or Canada. But regardless, there's so many challenges and the black market is still up and running. Now, the way the system works is that a broker will team up with a funeral home director and forge consent forms and a death certificate in order to harvest human tissue before the body can be cremated or buried. Sometimes organs are harvested from a living victim for compensation. In the worst case scenario, organ harvesting can also involve kidnapping, and amongst all the different tactics, there are almost always lies a wealthy recipient that will pay a handsome sum of money with no questions asked. In some countries, poor villagers sell their organs for several hundred dollars due to poverty and lifestyle issues. Human trafficking is also tied to organ trafficking, as children sold into slavery or a life of sexual abuse are also used for their organs. The profits in this business is huge, and it often becomes hard for brokers and doctors to resist the temptation. The demand for organs continues to increase, and whenever there is a gap between the supply and demand, desperate buyers and sellers will unite and dictate a black market. Now, organized crime is involved, sometimes leaving the poor victim without their organ and quite possibly without being paid. There have been accusations of allowing patients on life support to die in order to remove the organs while the heart is still beating. It is a multi-million dollar industry, and as the wealth gap continues to widen, it is only expected to get worse.
Sarah, those are some valid challenges. Now I must use a social science theory to relate. Organ trafficking can be related to the social learning theory, as Albert Bandura in 1977 stated that behavior is learned from the environment through the process of observational learning. Organ traffickers are more or less likely to have been involved in a cycle of trafficking over the centuries, in which is what gets them into the business first place. They see this behavior and they grow up into it as well.
Wow, Hadia, that's an excellent social science connection. I actually have another one. So another theory is structural functionalism, which states that society is connected through different units, such as schools, family, and hospitals, and that these institutions are interconnected to one another. In this case scenario, in order for the hospitals to function, the organs must be provided, and it shows how the industry and the black market is directly related to the medical industry. In order for one to function, the other must provide, and vice versa. This is how the different institutions must work together. The hospitals or doctors will get the organs from a broker, and the broker receives the money in the process. The wealthy buyers also engage in the process to overcome their health complications by receiving the organ donation through illegal means. This best serves the interests of all three institutions.
After all of what we have discussed, we should also discuss how to prevent it and raise awareness. So, what are people doing to overcome organ trafficking? Over the past 5 years, Egypt, Pakistan, and India have made new law prohibition organ trade. Israel and Malaysia have also stopped giving financial support for patients receiving transplants aboard in an effort to discourage the practice. Cases of organ trafficking has been prosecuted in Kosovo, the United States, South Africa, the United Kingdom, India, and China. So what can we do to stop it? We can report suspicious activities. Be on the lookout of wounds or ask special details. If you are a doctor or nurse and you have patients who say they have injuries and want to get their liver or kidney removed, always make sure they aren't lying or being forced. The patients may have a story prepared to explain the wound or reluctant to talk about how they received it. As a medical professional, you have the right to violate the patient if it's for their protection of the general public. Also, raise awareness of organ trafficking. Get together, have a small meeting with friends, family, and co-workers. The best way for this generation right now is social media. Post on Instagram or tweet on Twitter so more people can tweet it and spread it around.
Thank you so much, Hadia, for your contribution to this interview / news report. I would like to thank all of you for listening to this, and I'd like to leave you with two questions, one of which is, what do you think we can do in order to prevent organ trafficking? And also, do you see this trend increasing in the future, remaining the same, or decreasing? And what factors do you think could influence whether organ trafficking will increase in the future or not? Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for our next segment.